Barry Lotta, it must be a tough call right now when you're looking to the US market for an investment thesis and the local market is rallying with no stopping of the market rally in sight. How do you hold your own when the tide appears to have turned?
Hi, Broadwin. Yes, thanks for having me. I guess you've sort of painted the picture of where Vestax stands. You know, we're still 90% offshore US stock market focused. And I think, you know, to be honest, if you're looking at a 10-year time horizon, it should probably stay that way. You know, we have a lot of clients and probably the majority of your listeners will be South Africa-based. They'll have lots of assets here naturally through their homes, holiday houses, their businesses, their income. You know, in my opinion, that's more than enough exposure to South Africa. And I am bullish and very optimistic. And, you know, it's certainly an exciting time. We haven't had positive sentiment like this for a long, long time. And it's great. It's contagious and it's great to be part of it. But I still think, you know, South Africans who work hard, save hard, you know, your money is better placed in the US stock market specifically. And it's not just about safety or what's going to happen in a South African context. We just feel that the innovation, the excitement, and a lot more upside growth is available in the US.
You're definitely not shy as Vestax for holding your positions and continuing to upweight, even though stocks have run very, very hard. Enter the discussion, the tech stocks in the US, where you can't get enough. Is that still a fair statement?
I think, you know, we've gotten to the point where categorizing stocks as tech stocks might just be a mistake. I mean, is Amazon a tech stock? It's a retailer. You know, Apple's a hardware manufacturer, and they're also a retailer. A lot of these guys are providing cloud services to every single industry out there. So I think, you know, sort of putting yourself in a box like that is a mistake. Having said that, I do think there are some good opportunities in other sectors. You know, funnily enough, we have a small NVIDIA problem at Vestact where we've almost got too much just because of its incredible returns. You know, having said that, I still think in terms of artificial intelligence, you know, data hosting and the potential that we are going to see going forward from the tech sector is huge. So I don't think you need to be or feel over-focused in that area. Yeah,
you're not going to give up any of your NVIDIA anytime soon, are you?
I suppose it just depends on a client-by-client basis. You know, if it's 40% of your portfolio, maybe it's prudent to start shaving a few shares and spread that around. But you can sell NVIDIA and top up, you know, Microsoft or Google or Apple. You know, and like I said, you can stay within that realm. It's just, you know, being too focused on one stock can be dangerous. Having said that, if a new client comes to us, we're still putting them in NVIDIA. We still see good upside there. I don't think this big AI boom is anywhere close to the end, and very excited to see what else we can get from it.
Yesterday, chatting to Magnus Haystack, he said he wasn't giving up Tesla anytime soon, although we've got Cy Jacobs from 361 Asset Management and Walter Ehlert from Ehlert & Co. saying Tesla is way overvalued. Where do you stand on Tesla?
Well, I guess that's what makes a market and why it's so fun. You've got lots of smart people with the exact opposite conclusion on something, especially something as polarizing as Tesla. And I guess, you know, Elon Musk has not done himself any favors on the polarizing spectrum with his massive political rallying now, which, to be honest, as a shareholder, I'd prefer he avoid it. No, I'm still positive on Tesla. I think you know, it shouldn't really be valued as a car company. I think that huge upside is going to come from that self-driving technology. And once they crack that code, and I do believe they will, you know, they've got 500,000 cars a quarter hitting the roads, giving them huge amounts of data. And I don't think anyone can really properly compete when it comes to proper self-driving technology with what Tesla have available to them. So I do believe they're going to be the first ones to crack that code and selling on that software, firstly to their existing fleet and then probably to other car manufacturers. And that has massive upside. And then it's self-driving taxis. And, you know, the world is their oyster after that. So I'm pretty excited about Tesla. But again, you know, you've got to be cautious and, you know, not throw your entire life savings into the stock, but definitely you've got a place in the portfolio.
Do you pay attention to news flow out of China? There's a lot of concern that China is slowing down and that those numbers are going to disappoint from a GDP perspective. Not as much stimulus into the local government as people were initially expecting. And then the World Bank adding to the concern by putting in lower expected GDP numbers. Does it have bearing on your portfolio given the US centricity of your portfolio?
Of course. I mean, China is the second biggest country GDP-wise on the planet and very important both as South African and as a U.S. investor. You know, a lot of our stocks have massive exposure to China, Tesla being one of them, Apple, Nike, you know, whether it's manufacturing there or selling to Chinese consumers. So it definitely is something important to watch. I do feel this latest stimulus-led rally doesn't quite feel like it's got the right foundations or fundamentals to be sustainable. You know, that kind of market reaction to a government stimulus, I can't recall anything like that, seeing that ever. And yeah, it just doesn't feel like it can last. I mean, interestingly, a lot of investors or experts say, you know, you've got to have some sort of Chinese exposure. But to be honest, especially coming from a South African perspective, where we already operate in quite a volatile regulatory environment, I really don't think it's necessary to put your hard-earned savings, you know, in a jurisdiction where, you know, the regulatory environment can be changed so quickly. And that's what we saw, you know, during COVID and how the Chinese reacted to that. And, you know, a lot of South Africans have heavy exposure to Tencent through NASPERS and how they have heavily regulated the gaming sector in China. So things like that is probably a good reason to avoid it directly, you know, buying direct Chinese stocks. But again, you know, there's a lot of South Africans through NASPERS, through the commodity stocks, you will have indirect exposure to China.
And Byron, final question. As you said, you would prefer Elon Musk to stay away from the politics, but that election is looming ever closer. Is there credibility in the Trump trade, i.e. markets will rally if Trump is endorsed as the next president of the United States?
Jeez, I don't know. You know, and if anyone tells you with authority, if they know who's going to win that election, I mean, you know, I wouldn't trust them. And I wouldn't trust anyone who says with authority how the stock market's going to react. You know, at least they're both known entities. You know, when Trump won the election in 2015, you know, that was a big shock. Whereas we've had a term with Trump and we've had a term with the Biden administration and now, you know, Harris probably sort of going along a similar path. So both are known entities. I have no idea how the market's going to react. But, you know, we invest in stocks that can handle Trumps, they can handle Democrats, they can handle all sorts of political turmoil. And we're happy to sort of ride through those waves. And the good thing about the U.S. is, you know, the general thesis and idea, whether it's Democrats or Republican, is it's still, you know, very capitalistic and they protect their businesses. And, you know, we still feel, you know, that's the best place to put your hard-earned money because, you know, it celebrates innovation and business success.
Byron Lotter, thank you so much for joining us here on BizNews and sharing your views.